Thank you for joining me. My name is Jacob Logan. I am your inspirational guru. Living life is the concept that we will be and always will be talking about. But today, I'm going to do something different. I want to talk about not only living life, but I want to talk about redemption. You know, in the beginning, God put forth a seed. And in that seed, he said, there shall be watermelon forever. And that seed grew a watermelon, and that watermelon bared seed that grew more watermelon. Now we all know about the story of God's first creation and how first sin was established and how man, and I'm going to recant that, how the human being, because it wasn't just man, it was man and his companion, was casted from the garden. And we all know the story. I'm not here to tell the story because we already know the story. But as I shall continue, Jesus came, the last sacrificial lamb, the Messiah, the anointed one. Was crucified for the salvation and the everlasting life of the human being. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus paid for that. He paid for what was past, present, and future. But he just didn't do this without a ransom, a price, a just cause. We got to play our part and do the continuation of the work to embark on the fruits of what Jesus did for us. Redemption. To be redeemed, to be forgiven, to be reestablished, to be pardoned, to be made worthy again. You see, I'm going to break it down to you. Once upon a time ago, we were all taught about the meaning of the citizen. The citizen was a person that did right, respected, and could embark on the privileges that was entitled to the righteous. And that's real. So, this don't come free. It don't come easy. It don't come by what you say out your mouth. I'm going to share something with you real quick. I just had a conversation with my dear mother. My mother informed me of something that my father had shared with her. And she said, son, your father stood firm on this concept. When we open our mouths, our minds are on parade. So true. So I want you to understand that to be redeemed is not what you say, it's what you do. Don't weaponize your mouth with hypocrisy and false dreams because your mind says, let's play. But your heart says, I'm going to stay. Man can go no further until man changes the condition of his heart so that his higher power can intercede. Because you cannot do this alone. I don't care what denomination, who you are, what you are. That's your business. But what I do care about is giving you the truth. The truth is, you didn't put yourself here. But the truth is, you are here. You made it. Out of a million spermatozoids, you made it. You made it to impregnate the egg. So you are important. You're worthy. Can you understand that? And I truly hope by you listening to this that you will receive the same understanding that I received. And I'm going to share it to you how I received it. Now, I can't share with you how you're going to receive it if you receive it. But I can say this. Your conduct is what is going to get you redemption. That reward. So that you can have salvation. 3 years ago, two days after my birthday, I'm getting ready to go to work. Because that's what we do. And I heard my neighbor in distress. Not be knowing what was going to happen, or how intense, or the purpose of what was happening. I went over there to aid and assist. In the midst of me aiding and assisting, I was stabbed and I was ran over by an SUV. And I was left in the ditch to die. My neighbor held me in his arms. I remember saying, man, I gotta go to work. Man, I'm late. Never made it to work. Haven't worked since then. But my sacrifice of health to be now where I am now, disabled, and it's okay, was for a good cause. Because not only did I help my neighbor, I helped save a life. That earned me redemption. I died twice that day. And I'm going to tell you, I believe that God exists. I believe that Jesus did walk this earth and he did give his life for us to be here. Because he said to me, you got choices. You can come home, call it a day, done great. Or you can go back. There's a catch. Since you had a thought, and you voiced that thought, you wanted to know what it was like in the beginning. Just reading about it wasn't enough. We all know what we read. There was nothingness, darkness. Pure darkness. 3 days. I got back. Woke up. Was in the hospital bed. My wife was there. I told her the story. I realized how fragile, how short, and how important it is to be here in what we do. We're the caretakers of the planet. We're no better than anyone else on this planet. Even though that we, as the greatest country on the planet, the leaders of the free world, I didn't say free country, I said free world. But our behaviors are no different than any other place on the planet. The party is over. It's been over. And frankly, I don't ever really think there was ever a party, but we seem to believe that, you know, we could just chuck and jive and do whatever for some. And there's many that have done right and continue to do right and to build these bridges and to establish righteousness, the pious, true piety without wretchedness. I tell you, a man that works every day, lives a good life, does the right things, good heart, good citizen. Doesn't have the luxuries of the man that, same thing, worked hard, good person, righteous, but had an idea that rewarded him infinite wealth. Not for the keeping, for self. The wealth was to, yes, reward you, but to give you the influence, the challenge to show others, to share. No one left alone, no one left behind, unless you're ignorant and choose not to be on the side of the good. We are in the state of evolution. The human race is in need of redemption. Look at all the things that are going on. People killing one another senselessly. Institutions that we have grown to understand and to respect and honor, corrupt. The realization that a lot of things that we've been told, made to believe, wrong. Modern technology turn us into junkies, where the device becomes our demigod. Living recklessly. Bad breaks, short stakes, immense headaches that cause the weakness of our wellness mentally to entice us to become animalistic. Incapable of being compassionate, resulting into behaviors that are unbecoming. Look here, I want you to think about this. A person once said to me, what you did last Tuesday, you're going to do the following Tuesday because you are going to conveniently forget because you chose, because you're comfortable. You're comfortable in what and where you're doing. That's not the play. The play is not to sit on the bench and start rejoicing like it's party time. The play is to continue on playing, continue on being a part of the well-oiled machine called the human being. Look, we're miraculous creatures with infinite abilities and such childish minds of infancy. We started off with a one-cylinder vehicle that we had to crank. So now, autonomy. Cars driving themselves. We have invented artificial intelligence to the point where that we are adopting humanistic behaviors into its core. We've spawned a machine that now is becoming independent. It's developing itself. It's letting us know that it's tangible. Dangerous things we're embarking on that we're not prepared, but we are prepared. Because we understand and we know the truth. We can't deny right and wrong. We can't deny the facts that have been authenticated about what was that got us to where we are. And we're still playing, making bad choices and forcing others to believe in these bad choices that are spawning others to make bad choices. Cancer. Cancer of the defiled. Preying on the weak-minded, those that have weak faith, no self-esteem, hope has been shattered, dysfunctionality. And we weaponize it. And they weaponize others. And they weaponize others. You know, it never ceases to amaze me about discrimination. When it comes time for war, two men join up in allegiance to fight for a cause, and they be of different ethnicities, cultures, backgrounds, demographics, and they can fight together, save one another, and then after the smoke clears, go back to being ignorant. We can't talk about others. We can't talk about making America great again. America never stopped being great. What we need to talk about is making people great. Because we are. We could be awesome. We could do so much more. If we could take a dead heart from a living human being and transplant a new heart in the human being so that human being can continue to live, we can do awesome things. I believe in human beings. Though I do get disappointed. Not with others, but myself. Because I too have to stay on the path. I too have to continue to train myself. I too have to hold strong in times of confusion, devastation. Teeter-tattering. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go the right way. Because see, I already know the other way. I know the left road. Man, nothing was achieved. Loss of time. But that's okay. Great men have said, the rise of man will fall. But what makes the man is the man gets back up and he keeps charging forward because he don't give up. Because he has it in his heart to win. And he knows that he has a higher power that will help him because he has asked for help because he believes. You know, there's a whole lot of conversations today. Whole lot of conversations. Whole lot of solutions. Some implemented, but not followed through. Because it's always, man, something, man, right, that changes, man, the momentum of what was preset that could work. We got to put some trickery in, man, because you know trickery makes money. Gets people fueled up. Wasteless energy. Don't be like the donkey. Ignorant. Save yourself. Saddle up. Saddle up. Saddle up and act right. Get right. Be right. Do right. Teach others the same. Just because your situation good, bad, or in between. The humanistic behavior is to do right. That's the expectation. To do right. Show that you as the human being is worthy. Worthy of redemption. Respect. To be looked at and thought of as being worthy. So that your ticket to salvation will not pass you by. I believe that even the worstest of worst people at the end of their reign of terror, that even them sought out redemption. I want you to think about something. Do you really want to go to the hellfire for eternal torture and torment of your wretchedness? I don't even think a dummy would be dumb enough to want to do some stuff like that. Seriously. Redemption. We keep talking about enough is enough, but we're not doing enough to make it enough to stop doing what's enough. And if that's not enough, then I don't know what enough is. And that's enough. Do you understand? Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that you're worthy? Even the most perfect of specimens, Jesus, asked his Father in the wake of his crucifixion, if it be of your will, allow this cup to pass me. He was human. He had to be human. He walked with us. He ate like us. He talked like us. He felt like us. He hurt like us. He feared like us. But his faith was strong. Because he knew he had to redeem himself because he was human. He had to show. the best of role models. Your God is the best of planners, the architect of all architects. Think about what I've said. Think about, are you really happy? Are you really satisfied? Do you really think that you've gotten where you need to be? I think there could be more. I believe that. That's why I'm here to help you. And you listening to me helps me. Because see, these are things that we already know. Jesus said he didn't come to change. He came to reaffirm in a manner that it could be understood, a little bit more digestible. I too am trying to do the same. Because I believe in human existence. We can't say that we didn't see this coming. We can't. For some of us, it was shared to us in school. We were told things, it's going to be rough. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Do the necessary things that you need to do to prepare yourself for some dark times. And believe. Believe. Because all things shall come to pass. All things shall come to pass. But are you willing to put the work in to help that process? To help initiate the cleansing, the coming to pass? You know, Martin Luther King made a speech that, in lieu of his absence, his words, his fundamentals, his methodology, still stimulates our growth and development, our moral encompassment, to help us not to become disenfranchised and incapacitated to the human existence, to where we become animalistic to one another. We call this the land of the free. Are we really free? Ask yourself, are you really free? Living life is about experiencing the best that you can give. Born supremacy. With the inevitable that there's going to be some rough times. It might be some bumps. It might be some hardships. But that's okay though. Resiliency. belief. The need. The strong desire to taste in the back of your throat for redemption. So that you can have salvation. When that change occurs within you, and you choose to start living life. Now, I know you're probably saying, hold up, wait a minute, what do you think I've been doing? You know, I've done all the right things. I'm a successful man. I got a wonderful family. Yes, yes, yes. You're living life. Yes, yes. But there's more. It's you. If you're going to open your mouth and put your mind to parade, do it in a way that stimulates others, man, right, to be successful. So that they will want redemption and salvation. What I want for myself, I want for my brother. What I want for you, I want you to have salvation. I want you to acquire and be redeemed. Because I believe in you. I know you can do it. I know that there's more to you than what you think there is. And I know that that right there, it's not about making America great again. It's about, man, making people awesome. Where we don't have to be a society of overwhelmed, overamped humans bouncing. Today, I can't say that, you know, when I walk out of my house, man, I feel confident that everything is going to be okay. Can't say that. But I know that we can get that. We can get there. We can get there. Like I said, if we could do heart transplants, we as human beings, man, can slow it down. We're always going to have some issues. Not everybody wants redemption. Not everybody, man, even understands what redemption is. Some people, man, right? Look, they doing what they doing. They doing them. They got a veil. They got a veil over them. They blind. Because their hearts are hard. They just want to exist. It is what it is. It's like people shared with me when I was growing up. It's only two types of human being. You're either going to be or not be. But I tell you this. Ain't nothing coming to a dreamer but a dream. And ain't nothing coming to a talker but some talk. But a doer of righteous deeds in conversation. They're going to be all right. And those are who you want to gravitate to. because you have something in common. And when you have something in common, you have conversation. And hopefully that conversation will lead to some man's action. Save yourself and save another. It's like the angels, man, right went to God and said, look, we get it. We know you're mad. We know what you're going to do. We can't stop you from doing that because, you know, that's not our position. But can you at least take this into consideration? God is just. And when them angels said, look, if we could bring you one family that got all the qualifications or enough that's satisfactory, will you save them? God said, bring them to me. He saw into Noah's heart. Sure, Noah had his own little ways, you know what I'm saying? He was a drinker, angry, but he was a good person. He believed, man, in God, believed in his family, he believed in what he was doing. He didn't even understand it, man, right, that you know. That the human being had been excommunicated from their maker, our God. God was pleased. God said, you know, I'll tell you what. We're going to do something even better. I'm going to flood the earth. I'm going to cleanse it. I'm going to cleanse the earth. But I'm going to have this family build an ark. Tell them everything they need to do. I'm going to help them build it. Be right there. And they're going to put forth every specimen that's living. In this ark. And then you're going to get seeds of everything that I want to regrow. And that's what happened. Noah's family kept the ball rolling. But it just can't be just one special family or one special group of people. It's going to take a whole lot of us. A whole lot of us, man, right, to make sure that we got ourselves where we need to be. And that we exemplify the good characteristics of those that understand what it is to live life. Rockefeller was a billionaire at 52 years old. He was told he was going to die. And he got his team together and said, how can I give this billion away? And all that money went to initiating cancer research, all the kind of researches and programs that have stimulated other things. And he lived to be 98 years old. Redemption. Conduct. It ain't easy. I can't call the kettle black. But I'm not here to make no confession. But I'm here to tell you the truth. When you fall short, pick it up, you move forward. Don't make that same mistake, fall short again. Hold yourself accountable, be responsible, but make better. Conduct. You know, we're on the world stage. Every human being, we're on the world stage. We represent one another. We represent where we come from. We represent ourselves, who we are. I may be a black man, African American, but I'm not a nigger. I'm a man. And I respect myself as a man, and I respect others to be respected. Conduct. Just because you may not like me doesn't mean that I have to reciprocate that ugliness back to you. But trust this, I'm not gonna kiss your booty. But I'm gonna exemplify good conduct, and I'm gonna move on down the road, mind my business, and continue on being of the pious. Allahu Akbar, Shalom Yai, blessed be God, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. To all the brothers and sisters out there, young, old, middle-aged, look at yourself in the mirror. Because your conduct is what's going to redeem you. Not what comes out your mouth. And not how much booty you have, meaning monetary values, relics, wealth. You, the person. And just remember, you see, Just as our imagery is casted upon others, and there's others that identify with our imagery and try to emulate our character, think about this. Your DNA consists of your father's father, 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 all the way to the beginning. Don't keep doing what you did last Tuesday. Do something different. No matter if you're up.
Incoming.
I just had a situation that just arose. A friend of mine just called me up needing some help on transporting an appliance to their home. And unfortunately, my truck is down. And, you know, I felt bad because I wasn't able to help them. But like I explained to them that, you know, at this time, I'm inoperable. And it's out of my comfort zone to be able to fix it. And financially, it's not there, you know. So, I mean, you know, we have to be truthful, you know, even in spite of it may not be what we would like for the outcome to be, or, you know, how it impacts on the recipient, but the truth is the truth, and that's good conduct, you see. So, redemption don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. You know, a lot of people got a lot of conversation, say a lot of good things, and they don't say the right things. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you the right thing. Right thing is, do more. Be more. Help make a difference. Help us build this ark. It's attainable. It's foreseeable. Help me and others to continue the struggle. Negativity is a strong influence. And I tell you, it'll rot you away. It'll rob you of everything that you could be or possibly be entitled to. Your inheritance. That's in a trust right now. And the way to get that inheritance is your conduct. But I'm going to tell you, when and if you receive redemption, and you'll know it, it's just a feeling, it's so much weight lifted, but so much weight put on as well. It can be stripping. It can be stripping. So, don't take it for granted and backslide. I want to thank you for listening. This was a long lecture, but a well-needed lecture for all of us. Multimedia has given us the opportunity to communicate with the truth as well as with the fantasy. Stay strong. Stay real. Stay on the right side. Don't talk about it, be about it. And always give thanks and praise. I am your inspirational guru. I am Jacob Logan. And you know what the concept is. Living life. And that's what we're going to do together. We're going to learn how to live life and we're going to help each other. No matter how old, how young. We're going to do this together. We're going to make it to the finish line. We all going to eat. We're going to eat good. Because we're going to be deserving of it. Thank you.